and demanding peace.
My message is that this is our city, that we have to live here.
We will have order, and we will have peace.
This is the image they want more Americans to see, a black mother pulling her teenage son from the crowd of street thugs after spotting the young man on live TV.
As we entered this city, you could smell the fire in the air, and all night long it was the sound of fire alarms and sirens, one after another, police having so much trouble keeping up with this. The calls for peace not being heeded so far.
Thanks to Steve for that one. I'm bringing our senior justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, right now. And Pierre, we know now the National Guard coming into place, hoping for calm today. But there has been some criticism of Baltimore officials for not calling out the police in force fast enough.
Yes, good morning, George. There will be some Monday morning quarterbacking on whether they had enough officers out on patrol given Freddie Gray's funeral yesterday. Tensions were going to be high despite the calls for peace. Did the police move quickly enough to stop those stores from being looted? But they were clearly in a difficult position once people started throwing rocks and bricks. It was a dicey situation, George.
And this city has been facing some chronic problems.
George, thugs and misguided young people have hijacked what were largely peaceful protests. And there were some powerful forces at work. Baltimore's poverty rate is nearly double the national average, and it has chronic severe drug and crime issues that lead to violence. Between 2010 and 2013, the city had nearly 900 murders. Some of those years, roughly half those homicides did not get solved. And you throw in the fact that the police department has had a difficult relationship with the black community in that town, paying out millions due to allegations of misconduct and excessive force, and right now it's a witch's brew. Given what we're seeing, there's going to be tremendous pressure on the president and his new attorney general to engage publicly on this issue. Baltimore is only 40 miles from the nation's capital.
That's right. So far, they're calling it a local issue, but you're exactly right. The AG briefed the president yesterday. Pierre Thomas, thanks very much.